Here with me, I'm speaking with Brian Hoskins with Alltech. And first of all, Brian, tell me what you do for the company.
Well, Chuck, I'm a project manager down in Mexico. I work with our solid-state fermentation production facility, trying to, as a technical support person, improving the process and trying to get more yield and lower our costs and that sort of thing in that facility.
Well, we're at an animal health and nutrition symposium, the one that Alltech puts on. Great conference, lots of educational sessions, and some of those have focused on the use of DDGs, for example, and their role in animal nutrition. Can you tell me a little bit about what Alltech has found working with this co-product of the making of ethanol?
Certainly. Actually, this is a really interesting area from my perspective. Back in 2003, I joined Alltech to complete my PhD, and my project was looking at alternative methods or novel methods for improving the value of distillers' grains and other co-products or agro-industrial residues, but very specifically that one in particular. With the success the ethanol industry was having at the time, it was growing very quickly in 2003, and it was, I think, widely viewed as an alternative for an alternative fuel from a renewable source. But as we saw in 2008, I think the production got to a level that started to put some strain on the competition between food and feed and fuel. And so we had to take a look at the levels that we were producing from corn, at least. But because that industry grew to where it did, we have a considerable amount of DDGs in the marketplace right now. And producers have been looking at ways that they might be able to incorporate that as an alternative feed ingredient. There's a number of challenges with it, the way it has been developed, because the primary focus for the ethanol producers has been ethanol. I think at first they weren't as concerned with the co-product that they had that they produced with the distiller's grains. But it certainly is a very good protein source, and it has quite a bit a fiber in it as well, because essentially what's been removed from the corn is the starch to produce the ethanol. So Alltech has been looking at ways that we might be able to utilize that better and using technology such as solid-state fermentation to add value in this area. And the product we produce actually in Mexico, and this is the same technology that I would have spent a lot of time on in the lab in the research part of my career with Alltech, has enzymes that are able to break down the proteins and the fiber part of that material to make more nutrients available for an animal. So we're already seeing our customers and producers in the feed industry are able to incorporate some level of DDGs depending on the source and the quality and save some money because they're able to offset maybe soybean meal or some other portion of their diet, energy for instance, if it's expensive. Well, with the addition of the SSF product that we produce, it helps with the consistency problem with DDGS. It helps the animal utilize more nutrients and save even more money for the producers. So that's definitely been a big focus of ours, not only from the alternative material of distillers' grains for ethanol production, but really any alternative fibrous material that the animal might have a little more difficulty digesting.
So are there certain species that you are finding this have the greatest application for?
This work that we're talking about is primarily focused with monogastric animals. That's where the biggest opportunity lies. However, the emergence of the aquaculture industry, there's some interesting applications in that area as well. And maybe a little bit with pet food and some other applications, but certainly not. Those with the monogastrics in the aquaculture would be bigger than, say, ruminants or dairy, because those animals are able to break down the fiber with their own system of digestion. So that's really where we've been focused.
Well, I know I've been on some trips, even overseas, where we've seen U.S. dried distiller grain product coming into a country specifically for a feed ingredient, primarily in dairies where I saw it. And like you said, that is probably makes a lot of sense from a cost standpoint. But I know that there have been concerns about things like consistency of quality and that kind of thing. Where do you hope to get to, or what do you see looking ahead as far as what this is going to mean to a company like Alltech?
Well, we've seen quite a bit of opportunity as the ethanol industry has developed to the point where it is today. I don't see ethanol from corn growing that much more. We're at a level maybe around 14 billion gallons at the moment. I don't see us getting. I think it's starting to find an equilibrium, and we're looking at other alternatives, particularly ethanol from cellulose, although I don't see that really taking off like people might have thought when we were looking for an alternative that didn't compete with our food and feed supply of grain. So then how do we see it at Alltech? I think we'll continue to work on ways that we can utilize the supply that we have and that we will have in the future better, trying to add value. There are other alternatives, technologies that we have been looking at more from a feasibility or R&D approach. We were granted $30 million from the Department of Energy a couple of years ago, I believe it was now, to explore utilizing solid-state fermentation technology to help break down the more cellulosic parts of the corn plant, corn cobs, corn stover, but in a sense sort of engineering perhaps distiller's grains with the co-product being ethanol, for instance. But there's a number of trade-offs in trying to incorporate other materials in doing that. But there's some interesting ideas that came out of that, and that could be an avenue that we might still pursue. Although when you start using stuff like corn cobs or corn stover as your feedstuff for the yeast, the distiller's grains is going to have less nutritive value than it would even from corn. So there's certainly some trade-offs. We were looking also at potentially incorporating a whole idea of a biorefinery where we wouldn't have any waste. We could utilize the CO2 potentially to grow algae. And algae has a number of interesting implications for animal and human health, but also potentially with biofuel production as well. So that could be a new frontier that Alltech might consider in the future as well.
Well, to make sure I understand here, with the product that you're creating or working with or improving, is this you creating your own DDGs through a plant or process of your own, or is what you're doing something that can be utilized by or done in conjunction with other existing ethanol production companies?
That's a great question. There's a couple of different approaches, I believe. One, the biorefinery concept I just explained, that would be us producing ethanol from corn in particular and potentially some other alternative in there as well. That would be us trying to come up with the most optimal process to produce ethanol, but also have a product at the end that could be then fed to dairies, for instance, or some other species. So that would be one concept and one that would be very, very new for Alltech. Now, if I think about the existing technology that we have, the product that we have, it's more of a universal product that applies to DDG right now or DDGs, and improving their utilization and smoothing out some of the consistency issues and to just improve the overall efficiency. But we've also, as part of my research, even when I was in research with Alltech, would have been looking at new strains, looking at different sources of DDGS and other agro-industrial residues to see if we might even come up with a customized combination that would even add greater value to our customers that would be using these types of materials. Currently, our substrates are mainly wheat bran. But certainly we've demonstrated, at least on the lab scale, that we can utilize materials like DDGS or other residues. In Asia particularly, there's a number of fibrous residues where more and more producers are looking to those with the increase in price. And if SSF can help them in any way, you know, perhaps there could be some opportunities. But we have a product that works great right now, and so we're definitely moving ahead with that and just trying to optimize production in Mexico and scale up to meet the demand that we're seeing. But there's certainly a lot of things going on in Nicholasville, in Ireland, in our research centers, and also in Thailand, looking at some of these other materials and then still doing development on strains to try to find out, to find a new product perhaps in the future.
Well, that kind of answers a question I was going to ask. Since you're doing this in Mexico, what other markets do you have planned or think that you might be doing some of this kind of work here?
Well, to answer that question, it would be pretty much anywhere. Alltech is very much a global company. We're located in over 80 countries, I believe, and do business in over 120. So anywhere there would be these types of materials where we might be able to add value with this technology would be the markets that we would be interested in.
If somebody would like to learn more about what Alltech's doing in this area, where would I go to find more information?
Certainly the website would be a good resource, and that's just www.alltech.com. I'd be happy to answer any specific questions that your audience might have, provided that I can, you know, find the time to give them the answers they might be looking for. I'll get you my contact information. But I'm trying to think where else.
If we go to the website, what do we want to look for when we go there?
If you look under our products, there should be a section on Alzyme SSF, and that would be the product that I've been mainly talking about. Some of the research areas, there could be some information there that might help with some of the ideas or concepts that I've been talking about. But a lot of that is so new that it may not necessarily have a link to it on the website.
Well, we'll definitely point people there, and I want to thank you very much. That's Brian Hoskins with Alltech talking about some of the work they're doing in improving and enhancing products from the production of ethanol, in this case dried distillers grains. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.